This is Darrell Jackson with your CCN local news. More than 1,900 voters cast their ballots on the first day of early voting in Columbus County yesterday. Election Supervisor Ashley Collins said there were some lines, but no problems at the county's five early polls. Remember, you need an approved ID to cast a ballot. Free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections until November 2nd. The North Carolina State Board of Elections said that 62% of voters cast an early ballot in 2016 and 65% in 2020. Early voting locations are the Columbus County Board of Elections Office, Chaburn Municipal Annex, Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue, the Ransom Center, and the Tabor City Courthouse. Any registered voter may cast an early ballot at any location during this period. If you wait until Election Day, you may only vote in your home precinct. In addition to the Governor, Council of State, and legislative offices, Columbus County voters will decide on two county school board races, four county commissioner seats, Soil and Water Conservation Board, and the Register of Deeds. Whiteville City Schools also have three seats on the ballot, and the Riegelwood Sanitary District has two seats open. And voters are also being asked to decide on a constitutional amendment that would prohibit anyone except for native and naturalized citizens of the United States to vote in North Carolina elections. Columbus County Commissioners Monday night will hold a public hearing on another planned unit development. McGill Meadows will bring hundreds of new homes to the Dothan area if it is approved. Emergency Services Director David Ransom will also brief the board on staffing issues at Cerro Gordo Fire and Rescue EMS. Child abuse charges have been filed against a Clarendon man after an intoxicated 14-year-old girl was taken to the emergency room. Shannon Cartridge, age 52, was charged with felony child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. The teen was brought in for an involuntary commitment after attacking another family member, according to the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. The girl tested positive for alcohol, marijuana, and Xanax, and had not bathed for months. Cartridge was intoxicated when he brought her to the hospital, the report said. The family's home was unsanitary with feces throughout the house. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. This weekend is the 51st annual Waccamaw Suwan Powwow at the Tribal Grounds. The event started today and will continue through tomorrow night. There will be traditional dancing and dance competitions, food, native vendors, music, and more. The Tribal Grounds are located in Buckhead on Old Lake Road. If you're traveling US 74 to the powwow, take NC 211 to Old Lake to avoid the construction. The Hurricane Donation Center is once again open for business. Warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools are being accepted at the Blackstar facility in the former Ford dealership on South Madison Street in Whiteville. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Volunteers are needed to help sort, pack, and load items as well. Contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. And Columbus County Commissioner Laverne Coleman and the Reverend Lamont Heminger are collecting warm clothes and heaters in the east end of the county. Contact them if you're in the Riegelwood, Delco area. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Darrell Jackson reporting.